Well, folks, hello. Another episode and another series of Let's Talk Ed. Chris and I are going to be talking this week about the value proposition of higher ed. Articles abound in the literature, and this past month there was one in Inside Higher Ed about how people, Chris, are thinking, well, maybe I'm not going to go to college. And it's affecting our enrollment. Pick it up from here, Chris, because it's another fun topic.
Yeah, we bring the good news once again to you. So, you know, certainly we've heard all kinds of stuff about the enrollment cliff of 2025. And there are fewer traditional age high school students to choose from. And one of the things that can be added to that is you're getting more and more of those traditional age college students. So we're talking our seniors that are just graduating from high school that are choosing not to pursue higher education in any way. So they are going out into the workforce or doing who knows what, but they are deciding that I'm not going to go to college, and there are a variety of reasons why they are not choosing to go to college. So I was at a conference here about a month ago, and one of the things that really never had crossed my mind, or nothing I'd ever thought about with this, but some of those, for example, you're seeing students that are now second generation or more college students, and they are seeing their parents or other members of their family that are still paying down on their college loans. And in some cases, not only are they paying down on those college loans, they maybe aren't in the kind of career either within their field, which is, you know, certainly not unusual, or in some cases, you know, they are doing a career that they are not happy with. And the students are seeing this and they're deciding, you know what, this isn't the path that I want to go. And for higher ed, something that we really have to consider now is what are we going to do to attract those students now to change their mind from saying, I'm not going to go to college, to, yeah, this is something that I want to do.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a bunch of storms coming together, right? We've got a smaller or dwindling population of high school graduates, and it's going to last for a good decade at least, unless things turn around. We've got anxiety about the cost of higher education, and you and I have talked on a couple of occasions about how that has escalated over the decades. So to hear that you know, some younger folks have their parents who are still paying on, paying down their college tuition. I mean, if we think 20 to 25 is a generational age, it's conceivable that the grandparents are still paying on their college loans. So I can clearly understand it, but now it's hurting us even more than before. You know, especially in two-year colleges, we used to pride ourselves on the idea that we're cyclical and we're counter-cyclical to the economy. Well, not sure that that is true. I feel like we've lulled those. Go ahead.
Yeah, the numbers bear it out that, you know, you have students that are choosing, when they are choosing a college, they are choosing 4 years over 2 years at a higher take rate than they were before. So the two-year colleges are hurting even more in this case than they were before.
Yes. And there's an additional layer that I'm feeling is like further bringing us down, and that is the idea of people are asking, why do I need to go to a college? Does it lead me to a good job? Right? And our messaging, you as the communicator, has been consistent that look at the data. They show that consistently, the people who get higher education receive more income. But in fact, this is not necessarily bearing itself out. And again, folks may not be believing us. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, and part of it, you know, we all know that those entry level positions aren't the highest paying positions. And to some extent, you want that return on your investment starting right away. You know, it's easy to see the numbers, and the numbers are there that show that, you know, students that get a degree, whether it's an associate's degree, whether it's a bachelor's degree, or more, will make more in their lifetime than somebody that does not. But those are lifetime numbers. You know, that is counting those typically higher earning years as you've moved up and advanced in your career. But, you know, we're also seeing cases now where, you know, you can go out into the workforce and you're going to start off at, let's just say, $15 an hour. Or you can come to college and you can start off at $16 an hour. And it's becomes that financial decision, like, what am I getting this degree for in the short
term? And you and I have been in meetings in Illinois where Fortune 500 employers would pay the same amount whether or not you went to college. The hiring is done not necessarily on qualifications as much as it is on some esoteric or some personal relationship in yet another Fortune 500 employer. So it does society, I'm thinking the question that you're asking is, does society value what we offer enough? And then the question becomes, are we offering what people are looking for? Am I right? You disagree? What's your thought?
Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely. And, you know, we've seen on the political side of things too, where people will go in and they will target certain things that have happened in higher education and paint with a fairly broad brush and put down the value of higher education because, you know, somebody did take, you know, a class or a program, a degree, whatever it is that they didn't particularly value. So, you know, you have that end of it too, but it is very, very important for us in higher ed to be able to put some value to a degree right away, you know, to get good job placement within your field right away. You know, if you've gone to college for however long and you can't find a career in the field that you studied, like that instantly feels like, was that worth it? So, you know, we need to address that.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to ask a political, but really, not from a political standpoint question. The President Biden is proposing in his new budget buying down the cost of two-year colleges across the nation. At the same time, the Department of Education is revamping the long-standing amounts of dollars that free payment sort, or I shouldn't say repayment. How much does financial aid, Pell Grant in particular, cover? And increasing the threshold of eligibility to encompass more of the middle income families in this nation. So when you hear that, and you couple it with what we've been talking about, do you think it makes higher education more appealing, or do you still think we're still not answering the question of the value proposition and what, you know, what you talked about?
Yeah, I mean, my gut feeling is there are a lot of people that if they see the cost of a product as being free or very inexpensive, there may be this question of quality that comes with that. And, you know, coming from a college that has fairly low tuition and a population that needs a lot of and uses a lot of Pell dollars, one of the questions, even though we can empirically show what kind of quality students are getting, there's still that question of quality. And my gut fear is if suddenly it looks like, okay, it's going to be free, are people going to question quality? Now, big picture, I like the idea of increasing accessibility, especially with that middle income group, because you have a group of students that may not qualify for the need-based aid. They may not qualify for merit-based aid. So they're kind of stuck in this middle and they end up with a larger burden for higher education. I think that really helps that population a lot.
So if we were to wrap this segment where we're stating what we believe is a problem in higher education, what would be that wrapper, that bow statement that Chris would use here? Because for me, it's like, well, we need to go back to square one. But how would you say it?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we have a reality to face. We have to look at all of our programs, everything that we're doing, and make sure that it aligns and aligns well to the needs of the current generation and answers that question of, is getting a degree worth it? And it has to be able to do that in a way that is not, you know, the higher ed spin on this, but truly giving something that is meaningful to those students.
Did you hear that, folks? Yeah. The communicator, the guy who sells higher education to thousands of people, is telling us that messaging needs to be changed. Well, you can only hear it on Let's Talk Ed. Chris and myself are visiting this week the idea of potential learners saying no to college because they don't see the value. They see dollar signs, but not the relationship with jobs. We're going to pick it up in the next segment. We're going to start talking about solutions, because this is not about complaining. This is about helping you so you can help us make the changes that we need. Let's Talk Ed comes 3 times a week, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're on YouTube, like, share, subscribe, hit the darn bell, hit that thing, and send us your comments. We appreciate you. Chris, let's pick it up in the next segment. Let's find solutions.
Sounds good.